This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Paddy Hirsch. David Lazarus is the business and consumer columnist at the Los Angeles Times, which means he covers the relationship between individuals and companies. These days, we're getting these calls from the company. The individuals are receiving the calls as opposed to the other way around. So, and I know this is kind of a gray area for me, but tell me, what is it that qualifies as a robocall? And tell me why you're so incensed about them.
Well, a robocall is a call that is being done automatically, and then it can go various places from there. For example, it could just be an automated call or recording that's trying to pitch you something, or it could be something that's just trying to get you on the line. Once you are on the line, they want you to press 1 or press 2 or whatever, and that's going to get you through to the closer, to a human being. But the really insidious thing about this is they're wasting your time, but they don't want to waste the human being's time. They want to queue everybody up via the robocall technology so that then they can just get right to the closer who's going to try and separate you from your money.
And it seems to me that these kind of divide into two. I mean, on the one hand, there's like sort of legitimate companies that are calling you up. Then on the other hand, there's the scam robocalls. Am I right about that?
Yeah, although I don't think a lot of legitimate companies really want to do this because they know how much it incenses people. During political seasons, you get a lot of robocalls from the candidates, and they're allowed to do that. I mean, for instance, the do not call list will not stop those calls.
Oh, really?
By law, political calls can get through.
So given that the government is trying and not necessarily making that much headway and businesses maybe haven't got the technology, is there anything that consumers can do to deal with robocalls apart from just not answer the phone?
Well, not answering the phone isn't a great idea. I'm a strong advocate of whatever filters are available as long as they're free. So, for example, Nomo Robo, the local cable company, actually includes it with their phone service. Check it out. It's compatible with most services that are out there. There are other filters that are available as well. Obviously, you want some sort of caller ID, but right now, it's really hit or miss. For instance, I'm like you. I'm wary of anything that comes in on my landline, but religiously, I'll pick up my smartphone because, you know, it's probably going to be business or something, and that's why the robocallers are targeting that technology.
Right. David Lazarus, consumer columnist in the Los Angeles Times, thanks for your time.
A great pleasure.